Hey everybody, welcome to the whoa, clipped it. Starting over. Boop. Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. Starting over. Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. My name's Scott.
And I'm Sachin.
Here we go, once again, the 42nd time through.
42 is a good number.
42.
Isn't it like the answer to the universe or something like that?
Nope.
No?
Pretty sure it isn't, but maybe.
Right. I'm just basing off a book, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe.
Was 42.
I thought so. That was a little running
It
joke.
was Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Galaxy. You're right.
Yeah. And I mean, there's so many galaxies that why would, the machine that's coming up with the answer to the question be in this particular galaxy?
So, what do you have a bigger problem with that or 42?
I had a problem with that book actually. You know
Okay.
what? It was funny and clever, but it was just irreverent and it had no point.
Yeah, it did seem like from the title when everybody used to talk about it and I saw it, actually it was on my dad's bookshelf, so I was like, oh, I should read that, And like I thought there'd be some sort of like larger point, and like some sort of like unifying, like, hey, we're all aliens and we're life forms or whatever, and like this is what you need to know. Like almost like Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, right? Like I'm not gonna read this book. I'm pretty sure it's not about motorcycle maintenance only, right? It's about this larger thing. I haven't even read it, and I know that, right? And it's not like some just like Zen, like what's how is a piano like a fish? It's not like that, right? It's like it's some sort of like, if you go through this process of motorcycle maintenance, you take care of your motorcycle and you like try to really absorb the whole thing, there's kind of a Zen to it, and like yeah, you kind of feel like if you were to write a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, these are the kind of truisms or like common threads you would see.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like that.
No, it wasn't. And I think I had so many people, like you said, say, "Oh my God, this book's so funny and so good and so in, like insightful in ways." And it's like, well, yeah, but the insights were very shallow. It was like this is making fun of how people do this. It was almost sort of like a stand-up comedy routine,
And I mean, even like sci-fi is a little bit like the former, it usually is or some sort of like, oh, we're all life forms, and there's a little bit of like, there's obviously the science and the fun and a little bit of action adventure, but in the end, it's like, oh, these different life forms are just kind of like us, except for they have three eyes and like they have purple skin or whatever it is that the difference they have,
But we all have a soul.
I don't know, those aliens,
All right.
was a good warm up. All right.
Yeah. So we jump into the topic list here. This is probably a quick one, but I felt like it deserves acknowledgement, and it will also date this podcast because this podcast will probably be published several months after today.
Well, now we have a real push to get it up on time.
Challenge. And that I just thought I had to say that I believe it was Wednesday night. Matt Cain of the San Francisco Giants threw the first perfect game in Giants history, including New York Giants, and only the 22nd perfect game in Major League Baseball history.
That's right.
And it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, did you listen to it on the radio?
I was at a restaurant and it had it on the TV, and we listened to the beginning on the radio, and then we went out to dinner and we're watching sort of intermittently on the TV, and then like towards the eighth or ninth inning, we were like, whoa, wait a minute. This is like something's happening here. It was awesome.
Yeah, I actually did end up watching a little bit on. I watched like the last three or four innings on TV just because. I don't know. I don't usually watch a lot of TV, but I was just flipping around. And I saw. I was like, I'll just check out what's going on. And they had just mentioned that he had like this kind of like perfect game going or whatever. I was like, oh, okay, maybe I should check it out, And like it was almost like I couldn't even watch it because it was so like nervous, intense. It was like it's very intense and nerve-wracking. And I mean, I don't know what it was like for him, because it's like it's just like a game, but at the same time, it's like everybody knows you're doing this thing and they're all watching you and like
And
every,
it's amazing. It's like, I mean, 27 hitters come to the plate and none of them reach base. And that, I mean, that is so rare. And there were some excellent plays. I don't know if you saw that catch, the Gregor Blanco in outfield, in like running towards the wall, makes a diving catch to basically save the perfect game in something like the seventh inning. It was awesome.
It was cool. I was very fortunate because I rarely watch games, and like I just happened to have that one on. So yeah. It was cool.
Nice. I just thought that we should acknowledge that. It was sweet.
This being a
San Francisco based podcast.
So congratulations, Matt Cain.
Yeah, congratulations. We know you're never gonna listen to this, but but if you do, well done, sir. I raise my glass to you. And you know what? Actually, another thing. This is sort of part of a larger Giants rant, but I've been a Giants fan pretty much all my life, and Matt Cain has played for the Giants his entire career. He has always been an excellent pitcher, but never had any luck in terms of run support from the offense. Like, I think his career record is like a losing record despite his like real great, you know, pitching performances. And it was just really cool to see, like, you know.
Yeah, and it was like 10-0 too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Actually, you know, it's funny, I grew up watching baseball, and I don't know when I learned this or whatever, but I'd heard several times that it's like when you're a player, when you're an announcer, when you're anything, and like somebody starts something good, like a no-hitter or a perfect game, it's like after a certain point, you just stop talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, after like the sixth inning, you're like, he's doing pretty well. You know, like nobody's like, you know, it's perfect so far. Like, hopefully he doesn't blow this one because that would have been a perfect game, you know?
And it's at some point, you just shut up.
Yeah, but on the TV, like they were talking about it the whole time.
Oh yeah.
Like probably like from the seventh inning on, it's like, you know, as they would go out for commercials or come back, be like, Matt Cain, if you're just joining us, is like going into is perfect so far and all that stuff. And it's like, that was just really weird to me because like I was so unused to hearing that happen. You know, usually you don't want to jinx it. You know, so a lot of people would avoid it, and you can kind of tell that one of the announcers would avoid it. And he would just say, he's doing really well. And the other guy's like, he's perfect through eight, you know? And it's like, so the one guy wasn't, I mean, he wasn't like getting on the other guy's case, like, why are you doing that? Be quiet. But he certainly wasn't like, he wasn't going to be the one who said
Well, I mean, and the one announcer, you know, at least has to be like, well, if people are flipping through and they hear this, they're going to stick with it.
And I mean, there was an article about it actually kind of like mirroring exactly what I was thinking. And he was saying, yeah, like, I mean, you got to know what's going on. If you tune in, like, how are you going to know that he's perfect unless you say it, right? Yeah.
And he's not in the dugout. He's not going to jinx the, you know, he's not going to get the pitcher's nerves weird.
You know, and like jinxes and like, you know, like superstitions and stuff like that. You know that like on paper and, you know, in your mind, you know that it's like, it can't possibly affect somebody who's like 100 feet away with no intelligence of what's going on up here in the booth or what's going on in the stands or like that, right? But at the same time, you always do these things, you know, you don't step on cracks and you don't like walk under ladders, you don't like break mirrors. Yeah. I don't know why, it just gives you a good feeling, right?
Yeah.